Now, I said to you 6 weeks ago, you told us Monday week ago that Bryce Gibbs would leave Carlton.
And go to Adelaide, I did.
And we heard from the list manager at Adelaide, Justin Reid, that was not going to happen.
Yep.
Steve Silvani said that was not going to happen from Carlton's perspective. Mm. It did happen. I told you 6 weeks ago that there is a horse. If I said to you, who's the best trainer in the world? You responded.
Aidan O'Brien.
Aidan O'Brien. Who's the best sire in the world?
Galileo, probably.
To produce a Caulfield Cup winner. If you want an Australian owner involved in your horse
Lloyd.
To win a cup, Lloyd. And I said, well, who's the horse? Mm. And you didn't know what I was talking about. I said, Johan Vermeer, a Dutch painter from the 16th century that died broke. Yesterday, Susie, who's currently in Amsterdam, walked past the shop where they were promoting an exhibition of art. Now, she's not overly big on the punters, but she did photograph it and send it to me and said, this is a sign.
Who's given us a sign?
It's a sign.
Johannes Vermeer. Yeah,
exactly.
Is it favourite, by the way?
Johannes Vermeer is, I think he's about
$4.20 favourite.
$4.20 favourite after drawing Barrier T. So I'm not going to change from him, Roscoe. There's no reason to. You look at the field and you think of horses, maybe those who can't win. I'll name names.
Yeah.
He's our rookie.
Yeah,
needs to catch a tram. Boom Time. Just going. Hardham? No. And how Sir Isaac Newton still in the race after what happened over the summer has got me absolutely beaten.
You're leading up to name one that you know that I'm going to tip, aren't you?
I can go, I'd say, if I said to you who potentially is the best up-and-coming trainer in Victoria?
I would say Archie Alexander.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you.
He's got a horse called Lord Fandango.
Can you hear me, Stephen?
Yeah, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Hi, Stephen.
Yes.
This is Clem Fandango.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Have you ever seen Toast of London on Netflix?
I have.
The character Clem Fandango.
Yeah, that's back to
me. Anyway, I'm going Lord Fandango at $19.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, his form's okay. Mm. The Lord, he's been...
But now, like, car.
And then came out last week and looked all right as well, didn't he? So I'm with you there. Can you give us one other you like for the day? If people were to start the day in race one and looked at Nantali, number 11, each way, I think Nantali might be a very special filly.
Yeah.
Got something about her.
Yeah, I seriously have not looked at the meeting in enough detail yet, but I will by the time the Herald Sun is published tomorrow.
Now, 1956, a great horse called Red Craze won the Caulfield Cup. Tommy Smith he trained Red Craze.
Yeah.
But the horse first past the post was Better Boy, the great sire.
The only problem was?
Norm Power, the jockey, had fallen off just after the race began, unfortunately.
That was known by Alan O'Keefe from Ascot Vale. Caulfield Cup, Ando, tomorrow. Broadcasting a movable feast, actually, from 11 o'clock at the Caulfield Cup tomorrow. What are the innocuous, seemingly harmless things that can actually be dangerous? 96900 693, starting with magpies.
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.